Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Thursday, May 17th, 2018. Today is International Day Against Homophobia, Transphobia, and Biphobia, created in 2004 to draw the attention of policymakers, opinion leaders, social movements, the public, and the media to the violence and discrimination experienced by LGBTI people internationally. New offers of help for homeless people in Berlin are failing more and more frequently due to the strained rental market. Barbara Eschen, director of the Diakonisches Werk Berlin-Brandenburg, stated that the shortage goes so far that they cannot find rooms for further emergency overnight stays for families. The Senate has provided up to 1.2 million euros for two further projects in order to offer a total of around 100 places for families without a roof over their heads, but it can't be implemented because they haven't found any room on the housing market yet. There have been 32 places provided for families without an apartment, but the demand is higher. At the end of April, the cold AIDS season also came to an end, but homelessness in the capital could thus become more visible again in the summer. The Senate doubled funding for the homeless to 8.1 million euros in 2018 in order to prevent camps like the one in the Tiergarten in 2017. Among the estimated 40,000 homeless in Berlin, there are 4,000 to 6,000 people living on the streets, and the number is rising. The figures are based on a key date analysis of the League of Welfare Associations as of December of 2016. It is estimated that more than two-thirds of the homeless come from EU countries. Some of them have slipped into homelessness due to precarious working conditions. Among the people on the street today are more women, more young and old, more disabled, some in wheelchairs, and now even families. According to Kai Gerrit Wenske, Caritas expert for homeless aid, the picture of the homeless person who has voluntarily decided to live on the street is only rarely true. The first health report on the situation of the homeless in mid-March shows how quickly life on the street can lead to poverty. 6,600 people came for treatment, many several times. It was often about skin diseases, respiratory and mental problems, and addiction. And the need for help is growing. Berlin's construction sites are often a mystery, particularly why, what, and how long will they be building. A smartphone app is said to be able to answer these questions in the future. Using the free app Baustelleninformationssystem, or Construction Site Information System, or BIS, users can scan the red and white striped construction site beacons and are then shown who is building there, what is being done, and when the work will be completed. The app was developed by utility companies that are providing electricity, gas, water, and heat. The data is taken from the so-called Construction Site Atlas, which the companies use to coordinate their work. Construction projects of the Senate and the districts are also included. The total number of construction sites is around 6,000 per year. Thousands of cyclists cycled in silence through Berlin on Wednesday evening to commemorate the many injured and dead in bicycle accidents. The participants joined in the commemoration of the international bicycle campaign Ride of Silence, which takes place annually on the third Wednesday in May. The participants ride around 26 kilometers through Berlin dressed in white. The route follows the places where so-called ghost bikes have been set up. The German bicycle club, the ADFC, places the white ghost bikes as a reminder of all those places where a cyclist was killed in a traffic accident. The Ride of Silence took place for the first time in 2003 in Dallas, Texas. A famous racing cyclist died in the city after an accident involving his cycle and a school bus. The first Ride of Silence was organized by word-of-mouth propaganda and some emails as an originally unique commemorative trip. However, the idea spread quickly afterwards. The Journey of Remembrance takes place in nearly 400 cities worldwide. Already this year, there have been three fatal bicycle accidents in Berlin. Last year, 168 people died in Berlin as a result of illegal narcotics. The number of drug-related deaths thus remained almost constant and is the result of the latest figures of the Federal Government Commissioner for Drugs, Marlene Mortler, which were presented in Berlin on Tuesday. In 2016, 167 people in Berlin became the victims of drug addiction. The number of drug-related deaths in Berlin has risen significantly again in recent years. The lowest figure since 2008 was 113 drug-related deaths in 2012, compared with 153 in 2015. 4.7 drug-related deaths per 100,000 inhabitants now occur in Berlin, the highest in Germany. Only in Cologne is the number similarly high at 4.6. The majority of drug-related deaths in Berlin are men, and the average age is around 40. Heroin is the most frequently detected among drug victims, but also other intoxicants, including a cocktail of several drugs ingested at once. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. Also, find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what you're doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.